As you can see, the topic of this morning's message is the Christmas story, part one, Mary's story. Mary's story is, who am I? I'm going to do a three-sermon series leading up to the Christmas Sunday. I'm going to talk about some people from the Bible and their story. Today, I'm going to focus on Mary's story, Mary, the mother of Jesus. I'm going to focus on her story, and the subtitle for her story is, Who Am I? I would like to draw your attention to Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who has said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary said. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Now, when we read the Christmas story, there are a few characters that we come across, and one of the most important is Mary. I don't know how many of you have watched the movie Nativity Story. Rochelle and I did, and Rachel also. One thing that they have been able to portray, and I'm not going to give away anything, one thing that they have been able to portray is how might have Mary felt. And so therefore, you need to go and watch that movie. But just think, about 15 or 16-year-old girl, in her teenage time, and she is greeted by an angel saying, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." And she's wondering and pondering what kind of greeting this might mean. What? I really don't understand. I'm highly favored, okay? I'm a teenager. I'm born into a town that is not at all significant in the whole history of, you know, in the history or at this time in Israel. We are oppressed by the Romans. We are oppressed by the king himself. We have sort of no hope except the hope that the Messiah will come someday. And what kind of greeting is this? Many times in our life, when God gives us a call, when God calls us to do something, we start pondering, we start wondering, what kind of call is this? Who am I that the Lord has called me to do this? Who am I that the Lord has asked me to do this? Do you ever get the feeling that, who am I that I should do this? A feeling of, you know, humbleness, feeling that like I'm nothing, feeling of being inadequate. Do you ever get that feeling? I have. I have felt that way. Remember Jeremiah? I'm going to read to you. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. The word of the Lord came to me saying, and that's Jeremiah saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. What a wonderful call. Jeremiah, God is saying, hey, I chose you. I set you apart before even you were born, before even you were in the womb. I knew you. I have set you apart and I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations. What a great role. Wow. I'm famous. I'm going to be famous. Popular. Here is what Jeremiah said, though. Ah, sovereign God, sovereign Lord, I do not know how to speak. I'm only a child. I do not know how to speak. I'm only a child. That was Jeremiah's response. How many of us, how many of you kind of find yourself in that same position? The Lord has given us a great call. God has called me, God has called you, God has called all of us in doing something that He wants us to do. Oftentimes, we feel inadequate. We feel like Jeremiah, I'm only a child, I do not know how to speak. How am I going to be a prophet to the nations? Because I have to speak, I have to go out to them in the alleys and the road and the highways and the byways, in the palace and the most humble of the heart of the poor. And how am I going to talk to them? I am inadequate. I don't know, I am a child. Mary must have felt that way. Mary must have felt that way because she says, you know, after the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. Hear the response of Mary. She says, well, how will this be? Since I'm a virgin. How can this be? I'm a virgin. How can I get pregnant? How can I be with a child? Since I'm a virgin, I have known no man. Simply, she's saying, I am no one. I am not of the king's palace. I am not a princess. I am no one of importance. Why me? Who am I that I should do this? And when I say all of us, I know that all of us at some point of our life we have felt, or maybe we are feeling right now, that who am I that the Lord should ask me to do this? We are feeling like Mary, we are feeling like Jeremiah, a feeling of inadequacy, feeling of being inadequate in what the Lord has called us to do. I want to point out three things this morning from Mary's response and this passage, how Mary, the question that she asked herself, the question that she asked God, that who am I that I have been given this responsibility of bringing the Messiah into the world. Or that I have been, for us, that I have been given the responsibility of doing this. Three aspects of Mary's realization of who she is really. In the first two aspects, Mary questions who God really is. If you think through Mary's response when Mary heard the greetings from the angel saying, greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. It says Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greetings this might be. And next, after the angel answered her and said what will happen to her, you know, the great privilege of being the mother of the Son of the Most High, the Lord God, her response was, "How will this be since I am a virgin?" She is actually questioning who really God is. Is this possible? Is this possible? I'm a virgin. I am a 16-year-old from a no-name town, oppressed by the Romans, oppressed by the king. We have nothing to hope for. How can you say this is going to happen? In the first two aspects, she questions what Lord can do, who the Lord is, and what the Lord can do. Not in a coming out like openly questioning, but in deep down. Because when she says that, "See, how will this be since I'm a virgin?" She was thinking in her human paradigm. When the Lord calls us to do something in our life, when He places a special calling in our life, many times we think in our human paradigm. Many times we just take it and think in our human resources, in our human ability that we can do. We take it literally in our human ability, in our human paradigm. And therefore, we forget the picture of God. Therefore, we minimize what God can do. Here's something that I want, in one word, I want to put this for us to remember. For when we realize who God is, then we realize who we are. For us to realize who we really are, for me to realize, for you to realize who am I, we need to realize who God is. And in the third aspect, in her questioning who she is, who am I, Mary wondering, who am I that the Lord has chosen me to do this, that I should do this? She realizes who she is. Mary realizes that, she is God's creation. She is the Lord's servant. In verse 38, she says, "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Mary's response, Mary answered her one question in her quest to understanding who she is. She answered her own question. She said, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." And that's the crucial point that I want to take. That's the crux of today's message I want to take. And I want to encourage all of us from that point. Now, Mary's answer in realizing who she is, who am I, that the Lord should ask me to do this, she realizes that I am the servant of the Lord. May it be to me as you have said. Now, if in your life you are at a point when you are questioning, when you are pondering, who am I? Maybe you do not know the Lord, or maybe you know the Lord, but maybe you have fallen back a little. Or maybe you have heard the call of God, like we spoke last week, following God's call in our lives. How are we to do that? The three R's: recognizing God's call, reaffirming God's call, and remaining in God's call. Remaining what God has called us to do. Okay, recognizing what God has called us to do, reaffirming what God has called us to do, and remaining in what God has called us to do. But you are at a point of your life when you are saying that, who am I that I'm to do this? Maybe you are going through the same story Mary had. Mary's story, her questioning of, who am I that the Lord should ask me to do this? Three things that we need to realize. First of all, that God, we need to realize God. We need to know who God is, how big our God is. Secondly, we need to realize that we cannot do ourselves. The realization of God's call cannot happen by ourselves. And the third thing is that when we realize how big God is and we realize how small we are, then only we can realize God's call that God has placed in our lives. Because Mary said that I am the Lord's servant, may it be to me as you have said. And that's the identity of all of us. When you question, when you say, who am I? Remember that you are the servant of God. You are God's creation. God has created you for a purpose. Like Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, I cannot speak. I'm only a child. And the Lord said in verse 6, he says, do not say, I am only a child. For I have chosen you for a greater purpose. And Jeremiah understood that in his life. And that's why, and I know I quote this oftentimes, and I'm going to quote it again. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, because that's one of my life verse. Because I know in my life that if I do not keep on quoting that to myself and to others, Jeremiah was the guy to really write that. Because he said his response was to was such a great thing that God called him to. And what was his response? I cannot speak. I'm only a child. What are you saying? You have sent me to the nations to be a prophet. And then he goes on to say that, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord God. Plans to not to harm you, but to prosper you and to give you a future. That's what Jeremiah goes on to write later on, 29:11. So if this morning you are feeling like you do not know who you are, the best thing that you can do is to come to God and tell Him that I am your servant. And give Him your life. And realize that you are God's creation and you are God has called you to do something, and you need to do that knowing that when you realize who God is, then you can realize who you are. Let's pray. Father, this morning we want to thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you're our God, and that in you we have the questions answered, all the questions of life that we have. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? That you have answered those questions, Lord God. And Mary had the same questions. Who am I that I should do this, that I should go through this? She had many things, the cultural boundaries, religious boundaries, but she chose to follow you. She chose to be your servant. And this morning I pray, Lord God, that we'll choose to be your servant, that we'll know we are your servant, and that, Lord, in your power, we can accomplish what you have called us to do. And this morning, Lord God, I submit all of us to you, and I pray, Lord God, that you be glorified in our lives. Help us to follow you. Help us to do your will. In Jesus' name. Amen.